Today we're going to talk about people that you need in your team. If you follow my YouTube channel, you know in the morning I mentioned that even if you are the best professional in the world, you need a good team. And that is something that university, school never taught us that. They told us, oh, you have to study, you have to become the best. Yes, but the only way to be the best is if you have other best players around you. There is a phrase in English that says, eagles fly around eagles. Las águilas vuelan junto a otras águilas. So we need to find who and where can we integrate these people, this dream team, that is going to allow us to have the best results in the fastest way as possible. I'm going to mention 5 or 6 professionals that you will need in your team, so I hope you enjoyed this episode. Before starting, as always, I need to thank to a special person, to me, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to take your life to the next level, you can go to the website. And also, if you have friends that are trying to learn English or trying to improve their personal brand or starting their own business, you can send them to uncolbalta.com, and that domain is going to redirect them to my my WhatsApp channel. Time to get started. The first professional that you need in your team is a product designer. And I know, maybe you are thinking, what the fuck is a product designer? Maybe you are thinking like Steve Jobs, the guy who designed the iPhone. And yes, he was a product designer, but we are talking, he's the top of the product designers. You can find a lot of people that know how to design products that can help you to do your thing. I'm good doing that, but I cannot help you because I'm already busy. But I can tell you, there are a lot of people that know how to design a product. And what is exactly designing a product? It's understanding the characteristics of the entrepreneur or of the business and matching that with the perfect product or service to the market. It's like a Tinder for matching business with market. Let me show you 3 examples. That's my personal experience. The first one was Babilonio. I was tired of selling the protein Gold Standard. Why? I started selling Gold Standard in the 2010. But I was tired of selling that first because the margins were low. I was receiving just like 30 soles per 5 pounds bottle. And second, I knew that the best ingredients were just part of the total bottle. The rest was egg protein, soy protein. So in my mind, I was, if I could just get the best ingredient and start my own brand, it would be beautiful. But I need to create a product. But it was difficult to compete with an offer that allowed me to offer good prices having the same presentation. And that's why I figured it out that one of the most expensive things in this whey protein products was not exactly the whey protein, was the bottle, la botella de plástico. And it sounds silly, but it's reality. When you go to the store and you see those bottles of whey protein, each bottle more or less costs between 12 soles and 15 soles. De 12 a 15 soles, solo el plástico, imagine. So I was, what happened if I sell the protein in plastic bags? No plastic bags, but aluminium bags. Each aluminium bag cost me like 80 cents. If I want to sell, 5 pounds will be like 2 kilos and 200 grams. That will cost me less than 3 soles. Imagine, less than 3 soles instead of 12 soles. I save that money just in the package. Also, when you have bags, you can store more products in less space. So also in the storage space, I save money. And in that way, I was able to offer better quality of protein, charging less money. And of course, I have a smaller supply chain, so that also helped me. So that is how you create or design your product. You need to check the characteristics of the supplier, the market, and how we can match that. The same happened with Inglés para Cholos. In my mind, I was, how can I create an education system that doesn't require a secretary? Because usually, if you go to a prostitute or a university, there are a lot of teachers, secretaries, so how can I do this, but in a small scale, but better? And that's how I create the system of Inglés para Cholos. So what you need to find is a person that understands that and check your case and help you to craft your offer. That could be a product or a service. The better product or service that you have, the less money you will spend in marketing and the less money you will spend in sales. And we are going to check that later now. Now, the second professional that you need is a marketer. But before continue, friendly reminder, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to +51 9890 23 986. I reply all the messages. I don't believe in secretaries, so if you text to that number, you know that it's Uncle Balta replying your message. The next professional is a marketer. The marketer will help you to understand that you don't sell the features of your product. You sell the solution to your customer. Instead of saying, oh, my product has this, that, the consumer couldn't care less about the features of your product. He only cares of how fast and good you are going to solve his problem. So basically, you need to show your future potential customer how you are going to improve his life with your offer. And a good marketer is going to help you with that. Just little caveat here, be careful because some marketers, they think too much about themselves. So they will try to help you in a way that just help them instead of your product. So for example, they will try to create like a marketing campaign that makes a lot of noise, but not necessarily sells. So it's important to remember that. The idea of the marketer is help to close the sale. And talking about sell, you also need sellers. And here's a little story. I remember 3 months ago, I was walking with my mother next to the beach in Macaja, Miraflores. And it was a Sunday afternoon. And a lot of people started to say hello to me. And I was like, wow, this is a lot of people. So I told my mother, hey, you know, we are doing good sales, but for the volume of people that know me, I think I should be selling more. And that's when I decided to start surrounding myself with sellers. Each time that I have to go to the gym, I will try to find a people who also is a seller. And now we talk about sales. And when you talk with sellers, you start acquiring their languages and also their techniques. And one big thing that I was not doing is handling objections. For example, what is objection? It's when a person thinks that they cannot buy your product for one reason, and you have the solution telling them that, yes, they can do it. For example, if someone told me, I cannot join Inglés para Cholos because I don't have time, in the past, I would say, okay, no problem, and I will continue. But now I ask him, hey, do you have 20 minutes free per day? And they tell me, yes, 20 minutes I have. Then you can join the program. So when you know how to sell, you start exploring your customer, and you check if his problem is something that you can fix. And most of the time, you can fix their problem. It's something simple. Yes, it's just perception. It's how you position your offer. Of course, if you see that the customer is not a good fit for your business, it's better to say no. Because remember, your brand is always more important than the money. Let's go to the next one. That is accountants and lawyers. Abogados y contadores. Accountants are important, but it's important also to know how to work with them. Most of them are going to tell you no to everything. Hey, can I pass this expense as a business expense? No, that is personal expense. It's not business expense. So then you need to ask the next question. How can I shape this expense so it looks like a business expense? Let me give you an example. Let's say that you want to travel to US, for example. You want to go to Florida. And you want to pass that expense as a business expense to reduce your income. And your accountant tells you that it's not possible. So then you can tell him, if I have to go to US to record a podcast there, does that count like a business expense? And he will say, oh, yes, now it counts. So you need to help your accountant to understand why your expenses fit to your business. So now he can justify it. If you don't do it like that, he's going to tell you no to everything. And then I'm talking also about lawyers. Lawyers are people that you need to be around all the time. I remember a long time ago, I was talking shit about this brand Under Armour because I didn't like the last t-shirts that they dropped to the market. And a friend of mine that he is a lawyer, he told me, don't talk shit about a brand because they have money, they have lawyers, and they can sue you. And even if you can protect yourself, later it's going to cost you money. So that's why now I don't talk shit about Under Armour. And if I'm talking this here is because it's a small podcast, but I cannot talk this in the YouTube channel. So that's why you want to have friends that are accountants and also lawyers. The next one is a tech guy. An important thing that I want you to understand is that in the same way that accountants tell you no to everything, tech guys will tell you that always you need to build an app or a new tool for the computer. Why? Because they study all their fucking life to do that. So they just want to do one even if you don't need it. But let's remember that basically Google offers you all the tools that you need for business. Most of the tools that you will imagine already exist. Somebody already created. So you just need to use them. A good tech guy is not going to tell you to do the technology from scratch. It's going to link you to this technology. But what happened is that many people are motherfuckers and they don't value advice. So if, for example, when I wanted to start the metaverse, I didn't know that I wanted a metaverse. I just understood that I want like a share space. So I was like, how can I find that? It took me like 4 months doing research until I found the metaverse. A good tech guy can save you that time. Now, be careful with tech guys because there are some bad elements that will always ask you, hey, give me the data of your customers so I can help you to create a database. When you give the data of your customers to your tech guy, if he wants, he can go and sell that database to the competitors. And if you have a small business but profitable, easily that data could be valued 10,000 soles or 20,000 soles. So be careful to give away your data too fast. Two extra people that I want to mention here are business partners and investors. If you have a lot of projects and you already have accomplished many of them, but you want to do future projects faster, you need investors, people with money that can help you to pull off the projects. And of course, you will pay them with a nice margin in return. And maybe you are a good operator. So other people can also give you money to handle their business. So becoming business partners, investors, and also financial advisors. If you are making a lot of money, you want people that provide you with investment vehicles. So now you don't need to look, oh, where can I invest? No, there is a person that approaches to you and says, here you have 5 or 10 ways to invest your money. And the last person that you want in your team, and is the most important one, is a mentor. What is a mentor? It's a person that is advanced, more advanced than you are. And it's a person that has been maybe 15 years, 30 years in the market. And I help in this way to many of my people. How? I just find their blind spots. For example, maybe he's doing money, but I see his mental health is like shit. Su salud mental está del culo. Maybe he's doing money, but he's fat as fuck. 40% fat percentage, obeso. He's an obese person. Or maybe he's having like a shitty marriage, a shitty wife. So he's struggling in the love scenario. So, sounds silly, but this little blind spot can destroy all your business and all your career. A good mentor will help you to see in a 360 degrees way. So you can see all around the person and check, hey, you know, you should pay attention to this. Sometimes something as simple as a person pointing the problem will help you to fix the problem, because you only can fix what you understand that exists. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And by the way, this is just some professionals that you need in your team. You need more people, but I just want to give you a light of something that you need to start figuring out by yourself. There are a lot of companies that are recruiters, that they work, they do this for a living. They are always gathering professionals to fix other people's problems. But if you're a small business owner or a small freelancer, you don't have the money to pay a recruiter, but you can start recruiting the talent by yourself. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, spread the word, UncleValta.com. And also, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to my personal number, +51 98 90 23 986.